سيدنا ابن عباس رضي الله عنه says, he heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, verily Jannah becomes perfumed with the sweetest of fragrance in Ramadan. From the beginning of the year till the end, it is being brightly decorated for the coming of the blessed month. And when the first night of Ramadan appears, a wind blows from beneath the arsh of Allah. It is called Musira, and it causes the leaves of the trees of Jannah to rustle and the door handles to sound, whereby setting forth such a melodious sound as had never been heard before. The dark-eyed damsels, that is the hurs of Jannah, then step forward till they appear in the center of the balconies of Jannah, exclaiming, is there anyone seeking, making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may join us in marriage to him? Then these damsels call out, O Ridwan, keeper of Jannah, what night is this? He replies, Labbaik, this is indeed the first night of Ramadan, when the doors of Jannah are opened to those who observe the fast from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shall I continue? A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In today's Taraweeh, we read a lot of other accounts of the previous nations, as we've been reading before. You heard right towards in Aad, Thamud, and the people of Lut. And then we read about Fir'aun again, and Haman, and Qarun, and all these fellows. These people were living through history, and they were carrying on as though they are the power. They were carrying on as though they can control everything in this world. But they forgot the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lets them carry on. That's why this last surah which we read is called Surah Ankabut. Ankabut means a spider. And right in the end, where Allah speaks about a spider in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the example of all these people who regarded themselves as very powerful and, you know, very great and invincible and all the rest of that, Allah says the example is like that of a spider. What a spider does, a spider puts up a little bit of a web, right? Ittakhadat bayta. And inna awhanal buyut. Allah says the most despicable, the weakest of the houses is that of a spider. And you know, you just take a feather duster, you don't have to come with an 18-pound hammer, you just come with a feather duster and you take it away. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, that is the condition and the equivalent of the power of all these worldly people who think they are very, very powerful. And then, now we just look at that in the light of this present situation we are undergoing. But there are so many stories, we still don't know what's happening. There are so many conspiracy theories and theories. Allah alone knows what is the truth. But there are things, you know, that they want to rule the world and they want to depopulate and they want to do this and they want the whole world to bring the economy to a standstill. Whatever it is, even if it is the truth, if that is not the will and the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not going to happen. So at the moment, it is on the rise. We find a lot of people are passing away. The COVID is here since last year, January already, has spread throughout the world. But we must not worry about if it is these people doing anything, because they can't do anything. When the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes, then it will do everything. And when the power of Allah ta'ala comes, it will take away everything. That's the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So very briefly, we know the story of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, right? It was in the first quarter, Surah Qasas. So there we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how Fir'aun had heard that there's going to be a child that's going to be born, Musa alayhi salam, right? He's going to be born, and he's going to be the cause of the downfall of Fir'aun's whole dynasty and empire as such. Everything is going to go down. So Fir'aun decided that, you know, all boys have to be killed. Now just see how, he must have also done something, right? He got all his soldiers. This day and age, probably got another way. I don't know if this vaccine, so this COVID is there. They can try to kill everybody's story. So nevertheless, so Fir'aun also put into plan, you know, his action into plan, and he started killing all the people. Now the Coptics came to him. They say, you're killing all the males. These Bani Israel, all their men are our workers. So if you kill all the men, soon there won't be a workforce left. So they say, oh, I never thought about that. So they say, okay, we'll kill their children every second year. So 1 year we'll keep them alive, and the next year whichever children are born, all those boys are going to be killed. And the next year we'll keep alive. So the 1 year, the year when he was supposed to keep everybody alive, Harun alayhi salam was born, and Musa alayhi salam was born. Right? And And then the year when he was supposed to kill everybody, that is the year Musa alayhi salam was born. So this is the Qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. I'll show you, when you were killing everybody, the very same year when the man who's going to bring your empire down will be born, and you can do nothing about it. So that was the first. Then it is said that the fortune tellers, they used to say certain things. So they said Fir'aun, that this child is born already, so now Fir'aun went into a state. Allah says they were afraid what would happen. So the fortune teller said, if, now before the child was born, before Musa alayhi salam was born, the fortune teller told him that this night is the night when the child will be conceived. That means the mother and the father of the child are going to mate, to have intimacy. So it is said that particular week or that night, Fir'aun separated all the males and the females. That so no man and woman can be from the Bani Israel. But the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was something else. They did what they were supposed to do, and Musa alayhi salam was conceived into the womb of his mother. But there is a first thing. Then they told him that is what has happened, and he said, now we're going to have to kill. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa alayhi salam's mother, you know the rest of the story, and put him inside a casket, and put the casket into the water. Now this is we don't have a chance to be killed by Fir'aun. Must put him in the water now. Alone, just like that. It looks like a bigger danger coming, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan is great. So nevertheless, the casket went, and then we find that it started, you know, floating. And the river Nile was very, very broad. And all the people who had, you know, houses on the river, they used to dig out a branch of the river into their palaces. So Fir'aun also had one such little stream running into his palace. And this was the plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That casket came out of the main branch tributary of the Nile and went into that little channel, goes into the palace of Fir'aun. The same child that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to be saved now goes right and falls into the palace of Fir'aun. We know the story that the child was taken out and the child did not want to drink milk. So Musa alayhi salam, mother said to Musa alayhi salam, sister, just follow to see what's happening here. So she saw that the child was brought and everybody was so excited. Fir'aun said, there's Fir'aun's wife, Allah Ta'ala put Raham in her heart, her name was Asiya. She said, no, Allah Ta'ala will kill him. This child will grow up, inshallah, he'll be benefit Qurratu Ayn, he said, I mentioned with the coolness of our eyes. He'll be the coolness of our eyes. Now the same child you want to kill, yeah, his wife said, no, don't kill him. And so we find this child now was saved. Fir'aun himself, not taken out of the water. And then, now the child will drink milk. That's the time the sister is watching from far and she came. Nobody knows. He said, oh, this child wants to drink milk. I know someone. So she said, they say, go drink. Then they went, she went and brought her mother. The child started drinking milk. Musa alayhi salam started drinking milk. Again, Fir'aun said, this is such a thing. She said, no, you know what? I treat myself very well. That's why the child is maybe taking to me. You go, Allah, the women are not to drink. The child is feeling about it. No, not good to drink. No, it's good for that. So in any case, they say, you must come and drink every day. Yeah, you must come and feed. So she didn't know that, but I can't come today. So they gave her a place in the palace compound to stay there. See how Allah Ta'ala works. So like Musa alayhi salam upbringing, royalty, grew up as a prince, plus his father's milk was given to him. The mother had this fear, you know, that I'm going to lose my child. Allah says, فَرَدُنَّهُ إِلَىٰ أُمِّهِ فَرَدُنَّهُ. So Allah says that we brought the mother, the child back to the mother. And this way we find Musa alayhi salatu salam grew, and then the entire story goes right up to the point. And finally, we mentioned the other story, the other time, he grew up and then he had the incident with the Coptic and then he had to leave Egypt and he went to Midian and then after that he came back again, now his wife was pregnant and then he came right back to the palace of Fir'aun and he was in Dawud. And at that time we find that, you know, the whole scene took place. All of that happened and finally, the whole long story, I'm just talking to you about the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, again, Fir'aun and his army were chasing Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, and they came to the river, to the sea, to the Red Sea, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let them go through. All these are little incidents, I'm just throwing light on them, about the Qudrat of Allah ta'ala, where every time it looked like something was not going to work out, and it worked out. Right till the last point, here Musa alayhi salam's whole home nation was right by the Red Sea, and there Fir'aun is coming from the back. Now what's going to happen? Musa alayhi salam said, don't worry, my Rabbi is with me. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up the way for them. So what we are saying is that all this ayat that you mentioned today about these people who thought they are the superpowers, that is a lesson for us to think that they must be nothing. They're like spiders and like spider webs. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is in total control. Allah says some of them, فَكُلَّ نَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ نَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاصِبًا. Some we destroyed with the rain of pebbles on top. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتُ السَّيْحَةِ. There were those who were destroyed by a loud scream or a blast or an explosion. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَصَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. There were those that caused it to be sunk into the ground. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَغْرَقْنَا. And there were those who were drowned and Fir'aun. And there were lots of other nations in the past also who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused it to be destroyed. Till now archaeologists are digging up and defining, you know, entire civilizations and cities that were buried because of their shirk and because of their arrogance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed it. So as people of Iman, while this COVID is here, it is happening, whatever is there, we must not think that there are some other external powers that are going to control the world and do what they can do. They can't do nothing. Whatever is happening will happen, and it will happen by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is in charge and in control and is aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can cause anything to happen, and he can cause the thing to be over by tomorrow morning with a single just command of his kun fayakun. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.